We are conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
Feeling hungry, folks? My KFC $5 fill-up will fill you up with a whole chicken dinner, even if it's lunch. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
I ain't listening to you no more.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Trying to act professional today. If the show sounds different and it sounds like those guys sound like they're trying to be professional, it's because we have he's not a guest. He's actually part of some other shows. Josh Gilbert. Let's welcome him, shall we?
Yeah. He's on like 15 other shows, right?
Something like that. And he's in here to learn how to do it right. He's on some other shows, and I don't even know what capacity he is. Sometimes he talks, sometimes he doesn't talk.
I hear him talk.
Runs a control board and whatever. But he's never been part of a real show, real radio show, professional show. And that's what he's here to observe, because Peon is going to leave on Friday, a week. Is it a week from this Friday?
A week from this Friday, yes.
And I know you say, well, that's my goodness, that's 10 days. Yes, but it's such a small, small amount of time when it comes to trying to master what Peon does at the control board. And Josh will never absorb 1% of it.
Now, wait, we should clarify that, because you said Peon is leaving a week from this Friday.
He's not just, for good.
No, he's just going on vacation.
Yes, just
people will start calling.
Dan, I'll talk to you later. He thinks he's just going to vacation.
What?
Oh.
No, he'll be back in, he'll be gone Friday through Friday.
Friday through the entire following week, yes.
And so starting a week from Friday, and his first day will be with Paul Harvey, because I won't be
here. Harris, yes.
What is it?
Yes, Harris.
And the control board operating that you will hear and all the mistakes and all the screw-ups, that'll be Josh.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to get him started with that sort of mindset that you're going to make a lot of mistakes, but he is. He just is. I don't think anybody has any idea. Going through the NASA astronaut program and learning all the buttons on the space shuttle is not as hard as what Peon does.
No, this is very technical.
No, I would agree with that. Yes, it's very, very technical. And by 3:25 today, he'll have it all covered.
We had Loy Grissom in one time, the brother of Gus Grissom. The astronaut, Gus Grissom. You know who Gus Grissom is?
No.
You don't know who Gus Grissom is?
No.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
Goodness, you idiot.
Wait, how old is
not one of the more popular ones.
He died on the launching pad.
Yeah.
And they were launching a rocket, and one of the horrible
things. He's no Lance Armstrong. I mean,
well, you mean Neil.
What?
Lance.
So, Lloyd, his brother, now this is the brother of a famous astronaut, came in one day, and he took one look at that control board. He said, my goodness, my brother could never operate that. Mm-hmm. He's an astronaut.
Yeah.
That's how complicated it is. So, Josh has his work cut out for him. Now, will Josh speak in here when he's in here now?
Or I think so.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Harry, grab that mic right there.
Well, not now, but if you well, I didn't mean to
swing it back away.
But if you have Josh a question right in the middle of what we're doing, just ask the question. There's no such thing as interrupting on this show. This is a show based on interruptions.
Right.
People interrupting other people. Mm-hmm. So welcome aboard, and good luck, because this is just a different show than any of the other shows. But he already knows that. He's heard it before.
And well, I did want to ask Josh, every once in a while, do I need to do...
Well, grab it, yeah. Grab
every
it,
once in a while,
talking here.
Do I have to go...
So, we have Josh in the studio as well.
No.
To kind of make you feel at home.
I don't want to do that. I don't care what he wants. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hear that irritating voice. So, welcome, everybody, to the July 8th edition. You know what today is?
What?
If you put today is 7-8. If you
add
7 and 8, you know what you get? 15. This is 7-8-15.
Oh, my.
Look at Josh.
He's already disgusted. He turned off his microphone.
He already has the expression, get somebody else.
Yeah, no,
he took his headphones off.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be part of this.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it is ridiculous, and that's why we like it. Now, welcome to the July 8th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have a segment. It's called the Burke Segment. And what I'd like to do to give us plenty of open time to talk, because I like wide open slots where we can all talk, I will start by telling you about I think our newest advertiser, and then we're going to do the Burke segment, and we're going to turn it over to you.
Are we going to let Josh participate?
In what?
The Burke segment?
The Burke segment?
Sure. Sure. Josh, do you know what the Burke segment is?
Yes.
It's where I just say, does anybody have anything to say? And anything that's happened to you in the last 24 hours that you think might be of interest, you just jump right in there with it.
Mr. Burke.
That's right. Mr. Burke. Jack Lloyd Burke, my history teacher. See, he knows.
He does.
That'll be coming up in a minute with a new contributor, maybe, unless nothing's happened to him in the last 24 hours. Precision Coatings is our newest advertiser, and they're off to a great, great start. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who has called them, for that, because like anything else, like a new job or going to a new school, you get a new advertiser, they're nervous, I'm nervous, is this going to work, this costs a lot of money, I hope we see some return. Well, they are. They're seeing a lot, thanks to you. They are painters. Now, I'm going to guess that the exterior part of their painting has not been going like they want it to, because it rains every day. My goodness, when is this going to stop?
I walked outside this morning on the front porch.
It's a good story.
Thank you. And I almost had to go. I mean, it was 60 degrees and misting, and it felt like an October morning. It was not July
weird.
In St. Louis.
It's just weird. And I got to thinking about that, and I actually thought, I wonder if they can even paint. And you can't. You can't paint the outside, but they're painting interiors.
It's tough to dry on the outside.
Tough to dry when it's wet. But they know all about that, and they know how long it takes something to dry before they paint it. And they know when. And that's the thing. A professional painter knows when to do it and how to do it. And the reason I mention that is If you do it or your brother-in-law does it, or even your sister-in-law, because women paint, and they go, well, you know what? That was 2 days ago. It rained. This will be okay. Let's paint it now. Really? Do you know that particular surface that well? Because all surfaces are different. Some retain moisture longer than others. I would imagine some. You better wait 4 or 5 days since it's rained before you paint it. And when you paint something wrong, and I had this in my life, one time stands out more than any other. And it was a little place we had at the lake, little house, and I allowed a friend to paint the deck and some of the trim, and it was an absolute disaster. It didn't make it one season. Before 1 year, it was peeling, and I mean peeling like crazy. And then when I got somebody in there who knew what they were doing, they said, well, first of all, they used the wrong kind of paint on this wood, and second, they did it the wrong time of year, the wrong temperature, and it was too blah, 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 down the road. So I had to have it painted again. You don't want to do that. And you may think you're a good painter. I think most anybody can paint, oh, I don't know, a section of a wall, or if it's a flat wall and there aren't a lot of hard, maybe, maybe not. Do you know how to prepare it? Do you know what base to put down on it? And the answer is probably no. So might I recommend precision coatings? Here's the other thing they do. They do pressure washing with a real pressure wash. Not the one I have at home, which I used to think, ooh, 2,500 PSI. No, no. The big boys have much more powerful ones than that. And sometimes jobs require pressure washing before they're painted. Or maybe you just need pressure washing and there's no painting involved. You just need pressure washing. And then deck refurbishing. I think the only deck that would ever last almost forever is a steel deck. I don't know people that have steel decks on their houses. They'd get pretty hot in the summer. And it would probably look horrible. Most decks are wood, and they're not meant to last forever, and they rot, and things happen. And they get dangerous if you put people on them when you shouldn't. Maybe need to be refurbished. I've already heard from people who are thrilled with what Precision Coatings did. Precision Coatings, you can reach them at 636-244-5243, or you can go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and there they are. Click on it. It'll take you, the link, it'll link you right to their website. They got a great website, Precision Coatings. All right, the Burke segment, as Josh said, goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
Should we let Gus go first?
Josh, do you have anything? The audience might want to get to know you. They're going to have to live with you for 6 days without Peon in a short time. Have anything?
Well, the only thing that has been going on with me in the past day is I'm moving. I live with my girlfriend, and we're packing up.
Say live with your girlfriend, what do you mean by that?
She's my fiancée now. We live
but
in
you're
the
not
same
married.
Apartment. No.
Do you sleep in the same bed?
Well, yeah, Frank.
Well, according to... Wow, this is awkward. This is awkward.
Yes, this is...
we have a guy in the studio. We've never had anyone on the show or part of the show who lived this kind of sinful lifestyle.
No. Right, Dan?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
So you're not married.
No.
Yet you live together, which means you probably sleep together, which means, and I'm just... this is logic... you've probably been intimate, but you're not even married. My goodness, man.
Maybe separate bedrooms.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I never.
You know, I didn't ask that. Do you have separate bedrooms?
No.
No, we don't. I'm not saying a word. I'm staying out of this one.
Well, you know what? To each his own, and if that's the sinful life he wants to lead, then that's his business. That's what I say.
I say go for it, Josh.
Starting a marriage off on some glowing embers.
Yeah, I say when judgment day comes, you go before the Lord, you can tell him your story, okay?
All right. I have heard that...
I wonder what Pat Robertson would say about this.
Uh-oh. You know what you do, Josh? You stand behind me on judgment day, because when I go through, what's your story will be nothing.
If you see Dan,
they won't have time to get to you after they get through
Dan's
list.
You just go, whoo!
Yeah. Good.
I'm not worried about my story anymore. Now, Pat Robertson would say... young people today seem to think that it's somehow all right to fornicate out of marriage, and it's not. The Bible is clear on this. It could not be clearer.
Right.
Yet we are always going to have people that say, I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to give in to temptations of the flesh, and that's the way they live. And
it leads to having sex with animals. I mean, that's
it does.
Essentially
thank
what,
you. It does. I was going to say,
what?
most people who are into bestiality, and I know you're supposed to call it bestiality, but I call it bestiality because they're beasts. Most people, and this is proven, at one time they had relations with girls. And that's how it starts.
Outside of marriage.
Right. And you can check the facts if you want to. This young man is headed for an eternity of burning in hell, and that's his choice. And that's my comment on it.
Pat Robertson, everybody. Wow, you're the Pat said.
Not a fan of your lifestyle, Josh.
Uh-oh.
No, he's not. So, I'm sorry, continue.
You're moving, right?
You're moving.
I don't really know where to go from there.
Are you moving because the neighborhood association has a ruling that no people can live in sin, and you didn't know that, and I have to move out?
No,
we ask you to leave?
We're moving because we need more space.
Ah.
Whoa.
There's just two of you.
Yes.
Okay. And why?
For the trapeze and stuff that you guys have
right,
in the bed,
all the swings.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that was not on purpose.
I know. We know.
I was just going to say I hate moving.
And well,
who doesn't? Right. You just mentioned a new advertiser. Moving and painting to me are two of the worst things out there.
To do yourself.
Yeah. I'll mow the lawn. There's always those jokes, don't do windows.
By the way, if you get married, you won't have to mow the lawn.
Right, yes.
She can do it. That's one of the great advantages of being married.
Oh.
You got her to do all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I've heard a lot of stories about things that happen when you get married on the show.
Well, the bad ones are all true.
True. So I'm just saying.
Let me say something else. Josh, I've noticed his laugh before. Here's Josh's laugh. That's it. That's the biggest laugh you'll ever get out of him is.
Means you've tickled him, though. That means, yes.
Yeah.
So you're moving and you dread it.
Right.
When are you moving?
This Saturday and next Saturday.
Two Saturdays. You know what? Here's what I'm willing to do.
All right.
I am willing to offer Peon and Dan to help you move.
Oh, that's nice of you.
That is nice.
Some extra helping hands there.
I have a gig Saturday.
How far are you moving? How many miles?
Just about 1 mile.
No, that's good.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, good.
All right. So we're going to get started at 10, guys. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
That's your contribution. You're moving. That's it?
And we're going to have to paint, too.
I have some people for. I know you're young and poor, but you could get a bid from them. Or are you renting a house you're moving in?
Yes.
Yeah, paint it yourself. Who cares if it's messed up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let the landowner worry about it. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, that wasn't bad. For first contribution, it wasn't bad. Because that's all it is, hey, what's going on in your life? That kind of thing. Anybody else have anything?
I have a couple things.
All right. This is Eon the Peon. Take it away, Peon.
Thank you very much. I forgot to mention this the other day. This was happened on the 1st of July.
You said this happened on the 1st of July.
Did I say this was happened?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You're setting a bad example.
This happened on the 1st of July. Bobby Bonilla, are you aware of who that is?
Yes, why do I know that name? Bobby Bonilla.
Baseball player.
Okay.
His last name ended his career, actually.
What?
What, Dan?
His last name looks like Bonilla, like it would be Bonilla.
That's a good story.
It does.
Go ahead. Thanks.
It does. Go ahead. You are phonetically.
Yes.
Dan enhances stories. So much.
He's like the DVD commentary. Bobby Bonilla actually ended his career with the Cardinals his last season. But his contract, this came out because he receives a payment every year. I think his last year he played was 2004, but he deferred a deal to where he still gets $1 million every July for, I think, like the next 20 years. But that, in fact, is not one of the worst deferred money deals. I have a list here of these deferred money deals in baseball. I wasn't aware this was a thing teams could do, but apparently with a player, they can just say, we're going to push off paying you now, but down the road you'll get the, whatever, money for 30 years or whatever. They said that the biggest deal of all time was Bruce Sutter, of course, former Cardinal closer. Yeah. He was signed by the Braves, I think. That was his last team he played with.
Didn't he play with the Cardinal?
He did. Yeah, yeah. Yes, member of the 82 World Series team. But in 1985, his contract with the Braves, he was to receive payments. They deferred money, so he was to receive payments totaling $44 million over the next 36 years from his new club, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh my
so
goodness.
I think he may still be receiving money, and he hasn't played in, you know, 30 years, and he's still getting money. And because they, you know, you add on interest and everything, it's it's quite. I think he received $750,000 salary for 6 years, and then he was going to get a minimum of 1.12 for the remaining 30 years. So
here's my Bruce Sutter story. True story. I met a woman who cleaned his house.
Really?
Yeah, because I knew somebody who lived in the subdivision when he played for the Cardinals, and so they either used this woman or whatever. She cleaned his house. Get this. She said that on his refrigerator, under refrigerator magnets, there were three paychecks. Like the Cardinals get paid once a week. Did you know that? Paid every on Friday.
No.
I didn't know that.
I think they paid every once a week. They did that. There were three paychecks, and each one was the same amount because it was a regular payroll check. And I believe, if I remember, and I think this is right, she said they were for something like, $33,000 a piece, okay? And they were dated this past Friday, the Friday before. So she just said something to him. She's the cleaning lady. And she said something like, you know, Mr. Sutter, I don't know if you realize it, but you got three. He goes, yeah. He says, I just haven't had a chance to get to the bank.
I haven't had a chance to get this $100,000 into
get
the bank
to
yet.
The bank.
Wow.
What a great, I mean, and I can see why some players would take this deferred deal, because it's almost like a retirement plan where, you know, you're going to get this money for 30-something years down the road.
Here's why I wouldn't take the deal, and here's why I think most people, when they win Powerball, you notice
they take the lump sum.
And here's why. I'm not kidding.
You can invest the money probably.
No. I don't trust the way things are going with this country and the economy for that system to be intact in 20 years. All I need to hear if I take the payout in the Powerball is that 15 years from now or 12 years from now, they go, the system's busted.
Lottery system.
Yeah. The government passed something where they had to take those funds over, and I'm out. I'm SOL. No, thank you. And same thing with any deferred payment. That there's nothing that says that system can't go down and that money might not be there.
Yeah, Major League Baseball is
not
a powerful
fan of deferred payment.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
But you're right. You also can invest it yourself because that's what they're doing.
Right. Essentially, right. Yeah, and another story here. Ken Griffey Jr., of course, a great baseball player. He received his last the Reds got assigned him to a deal, $116.5 million and February of 2000, but more than half of that is still being paid at the team, and Griffey is still going to get money into his 50s. So I just thought those, some of those deferred contracts.
Was that from the Reds or Seattle?
From the Reds. Yeah, wow. He went to the Reds, I think.
That is
the Mariners.
Kind of
yeah.
The deal I have here.
Is that what it deferred? You deferred some money on the back end?
I have not been paid a dollar in 18 years. They say it's coming. They say it starts in after 20 years, I start getting my money.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
Oh, man. It's pretty awesome.
Did you see the memo about this?
Yes, I did see it. Thank you, Mike.
And last thing I have, this is one of the most despicable stories that I've seen in a while. This came out yesterday. Did you hear about this doctor who was sentenced to 175 years? In prison for intentionally misdiagnosing hundreds of healthy patients with cancer.
Oh,
to get more money.
Wow.
He had 553 patients who...
Did they know it was... Or did they actually think
they thought
they had
cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
He put them under chemo. They went through the whole treatment.
And they didn't even have...
And they found out later they didn't have cancer.
How many patients?
553 people.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I think whatever, 175 years... I mean, you could go up to, you know,
1,000
years.
No, they ought to give him cancer. Inject him with cancer.
There has to be something more severe.
Or make him take the chemo like they did, like he did all the patients.
Yeah, make him take chemo every day until he dies.
Yeah.
That's what there was a quote here from somebody that said, getting chemo when you don't have cancer essentially destroys your insides.
Perfect.
Because it's not fighting anything.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I just thought that
was... Wow, I missed that story.
Pretty disgusting. But that was all I had.
Wow.
Oh, is it? Were they all in the same area? I guess they were.
Yeah, yeah. It was all in his office.
No, I mean, but the people lived in the same
town. I think so, yeah.
Can you imagine people getting together? Well, I got some bad news today. I went to see Dr. Schmuckmeyer, and he says I've got cancer. And the other guy goes, hey, me too.
You too?
And the person next to him goes, yeah, hey, me too.
Yeah.
And they're all, everybody in the neighborhood's got cancer.
Man,
what a scumbag. Anything else?
No, that was it.
We turn to Dan Strauss. Dan, do you have anything?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did have one thing, but Peon mentioned the lottery. Somebody in St. Louis won that $70 million on the Powerball. They haven't come forward yet, but hopefully, if they're listening, Mark and Jason, head over to Mark and Jason with your lottery winnings and get that all set up and everything.
That's what I heard the clip on the news that said. And whoever did win the $70 million, they should contact somebody about their taxes and something before they go in to claim their prize.
I would think most people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would get an attorney, and then you would contact. If I won that, I would go to Mark and Jason and then get an attorney and then come out and say, okay, here's the deal. Yeah. But then last night I went to a local area drugstore, and they have a senior citizen day.
Why did you go to that?
Once a month on Tuesday, because I'm at that age where I can take advantage of the 20% discount. I got up to the counter. This is the second time this has happened. I said, this is Senior Citizen Day, right? And she goes, yeah, but it doesn't apply to you. I'm like, yes, it does. I got my license out and showed her. And she goes, all right. Well, I believed you. I said, no, you didn't. Hold on.
So you're all lit up because you think, was it a woman?
Yeah.
How old was she?
I don't know.
Don't you see what's happening? She was playing with you. If I say, well, it doesn't apply to you, then you think, hey, she thinks I look young.
You're too young and hunky to be a senior.
You think she was hitting on me?
No, I think she was playing you. She was just messing with you.
Oh, okay.
Deep down, she's thinking, you qualified 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. That product in his hair takes about 10 years off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think normally a senior wears product in their hair.
No. I get a little product, and I have a tattoo.
So you were really flattered by that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had to prove. It's the reverse of being young. Show me your ID. You're 21. Right. You have to show an ID that you're old.
Yeah. And then before I had a chance to say thank you, she said, you're welcome. Like that.
All right. Whoa, okay. You get 20% off your Depends.
Here you go. My preparation agent.
What did you buy during the senior discount time? Can you talk about it, or is it personal, like preparation age?
No, I bought some cashews. I bought some Tums.
Cashews and Tums.
And I bought something else. I can't remember what
it
was.
He's in line with all these old people, and they got an armful of Depends, preparation suppositories, and all this. And there he is with his cashews. Why go to senior citizen time for cashews just for the 20%?
Oh, yeah. Cashews are expensive.
Okay. Well, there you go. Anything else?
No.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed. We've got a little business. We'll come back. We'll take some calls. Dr. Doug comes in about 4:15. I hope you had a chance to hear Paul Harvey before we came on.
When he Harris. Was
just, yeah, that's right. Talking about Bill Cosby. It was fantastic. It was so I couldn't stop listening to it. And the idea that an idiot like Whoopi Goldberg would come on now 2 mornings in a row on that stinking View and say innocent until proven guilty. Man, I want to hear what she says when they conclusively determine he has, and let's use the word raped multiple women.
Yeah, you can't be proven guilty if you always settle with the other party.
That's exactly right. That's what cowards do, so they can't be proven guilty, is they pay off people. And I wonder what Whoopi, and I can't stand her, I wonder what she would say if you said, well, Whoopi, why do you think that in 2005 he paid an undisclosed amount of money, which I'm sure was substantial, to this woman? Did he pay her that money because he didn't do anything to her? Here, I never touched you. Here's $300,000.
This isn't true, but I just want this to go away.
Yeah, I want this lie to go away. No, that's not the way it works. If you're Bill Cosby and you're America's dad, and you're Mr. Jell-O Pudding, and you tell everybody how to leave and live and how to be a good dad. And, oh, by the way, a few years ago, if you remember, it came out that he had a daughter that this Camille, his wife, or nobody else knew anything about, that he'd been paying support for 18 years. Okay, so that you got that going for Mr. Morality. But then you have the fact that, and I do feel bad for these women. Isn't it a shame that it takes 40, this is like 41 now, women, before somebody even pays attention? And part of the reason for that, sadly, is there are women who falsely accuse people, especially famous people, of rape. They think they can get a few bucks out of it. Well, that doesn't appear to be the case here. So, Whoopi, shut up. You and Rosie O'Donnell, holy cow, you should both shut up for the rest of your lives. How much more do you need? They have the man, his own words, under oath, saying, yeah, I bought Quaaludes so I could have sex with women. Quaaludes he bought for the purpose of knocking them out to have sex. I'm going to say another thing. I actually believe there are people, men, who don't think that that's really rape. I think they believe that, well, you know, rape, you need a gun or a knife, or you need to bind and gag somebody. That's rape to them. It's not really rape if you knock somebody out with drugs, because they were drinking anyway, and she had on a real short skirt and low-cut blouse, and she kind of wanted it. Then that's not rape. You're an idiot. You're an idiot, and you're every much of the rapist that the guy with the knife or the gun is. And to me, in my opinion, Bill Cosby is a rapist. No different than the guy in an alley with a gun or a knife. He used other weapons. He used fame and power and quaaludes. And he raped these women. And unfortunately, we'll never see the day when we get to watch Bill Cosby in an orange jumpsuit and cuffs going to prison because of the statute of limitations. And that's another thing that should be done away with. If a woman is raped, she shouldn't have it just go away. Well, forget it. There shouldn't be a statute of limitation. There's not one for murder. There shouldn't be one for rape. That's it. My little commentary. And now a word from American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage, longest running advertiser we have on this show. I turn it over now to Josh Gilbert to give you the phone number of American Equity Mortgage. Do you know it, Josh?
314.
That's good.
877-878-9999. With
no coaching.
Wow.
He did without any help. That was unbelievable.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Boy, he does pay attention.
Well, they just switched over that number, so it's...
No, it's been there for 23 years. Same number for 23 years. Or AmericanEquity.com. Now, Josh, when you become a homeowner and you're not renting, you will have equity in a home. And that's the part of the home you own. And then you have real borrowing power. Oh, and I might add, I will invite you personally when you decide to buy a home, let them handle the mortgage. And then when you're a homeowner, let them handle your bill consolidation loan or your home equity loan. Those are two smart ways to borrow money. And in one of those cases, the debt or bill consolidation is a smart way to borrow money to get out from under other money you borrowed the wrong way. And that's especially credit card debt. That's bad debt. And I just don't think most people think of it as getting a loan. They go, well, I'm going to go and see if I can get a loan. Well, every time you use that credit card, you're taking out a loan. You're borrowing money from MasterCard, Visa, whoever. You're borrowing money. They don't want you to pay it back at the end of the month. Trust me. Most people loan you money. You know, Bob at work loans you money. He'd like to see it in about a week or two. Not the credit card people. Hey, take your time. Take 6 years. That's what they want because you're giving them a lot of interest. Knock that off. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is call American Equity Mortgage and say, hey, I'd like to get out from under this credit card stuff. Again, the number 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage. Meet me.
See how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got, don't really know what's going on, if it's stoplights or maybe an accident, but we have westbound Manchester at Ballas really backing up there, and then eastbound Manchester at New Baldwin got a big backup there. Westbound 40 just getting slow now between Hampton and McCausland from Chesterfield, or the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, we've got some slow patches since it's raining a little heavy out in the St. Charles County area from about Highway 94 through Bryan Road, and then eastbound 270 looks like we're stacking up right at McDonald through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello? Hello! You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us?
Just discovered your show, and you're the best thing that's hit talk radio, and I can't remember when.
Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Call us at 314-453-5555 and tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
314-453-5555. Some comments might be used on the air. You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
In the Grove neighborhood of St. Louis, there was an intimate concert club known as the Gramophone. It has now changed gears, and now the Gramophone is a neighborhood hangout with pool, pinball, toasted sandwiches, tons of great beer, and a ridiculously friendly staff. It's the kind of place you can be yourself. The Gramophone is located at 4243 Manchester in the Grove. They're open from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday, and there's no cover ever at the Gramophone. Online at thegramophonestl.com.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large out-of-town conglomerate groups. Local restaurants do business with Kuna, St. Louis's premier local vendor, at kunafoodservice.com.
Meet me at the Muni.
All your favorite holidays in one heavenly musical. The Muni's premiere of Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn comes to Joyous Life July 6th through the 12th, presented by Edward Jones. This brand new stage musical features 12 Irving Berlin classics, including Shaking the Blues Away, Cheek to Cheek, and Blue Skies. Tickets available now at Muni.org, 314-534-1111, or at the Muni box office.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day? Time to get DynaGreen's perfect garden hose. DynaGreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, DynaGreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Richmond Kickers on Saturday, July 11th at 7:30, presented by Electrical Connection. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
The mountain is high, the valley is low, and you're confused on which way to go. So I come here.
Johnny,
Hey, let's grab some calls. We've got a couple of good calls in here. 314-969-KTRS or, oh, I'm sorry, it's blanking.
Yeah.
Or 888-550 KTRS. I was motioning for Dan to answer the phone. He actually already answered it. It's so unusual.
Yeah, already done.
Normally you have to say, you know, hey, want some? What was that that Mike likes to yell at him? Will somebody pick up? He curses, I believe. He's a curse.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
Yeah, that's Mike Dorsey. We recorded it one day yelling at Dan. He softened it by saying, will somebody? He meant Dan.
Right.
That's who he meant. Now they're all ringing, and let's start with Dan, of all names. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys?
I'm having a fantastic day. What can we do for you?
Well, hopefully I'm not interrupting a program thing here.
Open line Wednesday? Yes, it is. And, Dan, the only thing you can ever interrupt here is an unprepared show, so a show with no direction. So what can we do for you?
You know, I was just making an observation. I drove to the lake this past weekend.
I did too.
I forgot to the Ozarks. I forgot that we moved to Texas. There were so many armadillos. Where are they all coming from?
You know what? We don't know. We didn't have them 10 years ago. And now we have them. And we also, believe it or not, have black bears. I saw a black bear on Highway 100, and I thought I was seeing things. I thought that's the biggest dog I ever saw. And then I read that, yes, they've spotted, and what's the other thing, bobcats.
Yeah, big, bobcats. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have lots of armadillos all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I hear they're pretty destructive. But
I hope you didn't move to Texas to get away from the armadillos, and then
no,
they followed you here.
Right, exactly. No, and I heard they're pretty destructive to fields and stuff, but I don't know.
No, that's true, I believe. And they're, right. And they're ugly. And they're ugly.
They are. I want to see one up close, but the only ones I see are dead. So.
They're ugly up close and far away.
All right, that's all I needed.
Well, that we're glad to have you, Dan. Thank you.
That's
all. He just wanted to say, does anybody else see? Maybe he thought he was seeing things, armadillos, because they're not supposed to be up here.
Right.
They don't
usually
realize.
Only see them dead. I usually don't
you know
see
what?
Them walking
Isn't
around.
Isn't that
always,
the truth?
Always squashed.
I've never seen one crossing the road to get killed, just dead.
Already dead.
Yeah, that's a good point. John, how are you?
I'm also down here in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas now?
I used to talk to you guys all the time when I lived in St. Louis, but yes, I'm...
The other guy's here. He's from Texas, but you're actually in Texas. Well, hey, man, welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, I saw an armadillo out here yesterday. He was alive.
Well, you're in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. Hey,
we don't see him alive.
I'm embarrassed to say the cheese guy.
Rat boy.
Rat boy.
Yeah.
Cheese.
That's right, rat boy. He's talking about you. What about him?
So you come up personally every day. You have to sit there and come up with what your little joke is with rat boy.
No, sadly, no, I should. I should think about it.
No, usually about 5 seconds before he knows he has to reel.
About 5 seconds before I realize I have no introduction for Rat Boy, and it sounds pretty much like that.
No, it sounds like you spent all morning.
No, I wish.
But,
no.
But I thought, well, what if he got a one of the St. Louis cheese companies like Hotley or whoever, and you kind of sponsored you had a contest where we wrote the joke of the day, and when the contest was over, you took the top 10 and
the introduction that requires Rat Boy to say cheese. That's a great
idea.
That's a great idea.
I just thought about it. So I was,
if we use
a smart cheese company, they would jump on that.
If we use it, are you going to want any money or anything?
No. I just want a string cheese or something.
Some trinks.
Give him some string cheese. We could work that out. We'll take that into consideration. Thank you for listening all the way in Texas.
You betcha.
That's right. We're global.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever forget it. Tom, how are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm having a fantastic day. What can we do for you?
Frank, I tell you, I'm in such a good mood. If I was down there at the station, I would sit you down and tell you about it.
Oh, I see what he did there. Kind of inside, but we get it and we appreciate it.
That's quite all right. Listen, yesterday a fella called in and said that you are the wheel. And all three is there. I think Dan is the air stem of the wheel there. 2 inches long, but very important part of the wheel.
I'm what?
The air stem, where you put the air in.
The valve.
The valve.
Yeah,
the valve.
2 inches
valve
long.
The wheel.
You're the 2-inch part of the show.
Gotcha.
I think he's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What's 2 inches look like, Dan?
Yeah, show them, Dan. 2 inches. Show them. There it is. Well, there's half of it.
Man, you're in on it, too?
That's half of two. Everybody's
in. That's swollen.
So Sorry, my friend. Hey, listen, one last thing. I could never get through to a show to ask him myself, but if you guys run into Larry Tyler, would you ask him to quit coming by my house and staring at my roof?
Right.
I know I have a few
shingles, no.
But I don't go down there to the trailer park and say, hey, Larry, the air in your tires are getting a little low in your house.
Well, we've compiled a list of the people who decided to ask Larry to stop driving by.
That's part of his deal with that company. Yeah. He has to go around and look at everybody.
We'll add you, though. It's like the don't call list. You know, don't come by list.
I appreciate it. I was a little creeped out at first. I thought maybe I was on the news or something.
I was, too. And I asked him, really, Larry, does it require looking in my bedroom window to check the roof? And then he admitted he did that on his own. But we'll talk to him.
He's a familiar face, though.
So people. And listen, guys, I'm in the video.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm AM into BBM, like Porky Pig there. So it's pretty good impression. I don't have enough time. Brian, I don't have enough time for you, but I will have time after Dr. Doug. If you have pets, and I don't care, exotic, that guy, did you get my email, Dan, about the guy with the parrot?
Yes, I did.
The guy had a parrot, and he was looking at a place to rent where they
right.
rent. Boom, I get an email from a guy. He says, I've got the house in Belleville, $800 a month. Tell him to call me.
Nice.
Once again, the show, the helping show, the learning show, the helping show. And here's a helping place called the Goodfeet Store. There are two in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country. You go to other cities, you watch TV, you listen to the radio, you'll hear about Goodfeet. And there are still people think it's a shoe store, and I did too when they first opened. Oh, Goodfeet, that's a shoe store. No, you wear your own shoes, dress shoes, casual shoes, sports shoes. But there'll be a difference because there'll be an insert, an arch support put in there that will change the way you walk and stand, not in such a way that you'll even notice it. You're not going to fall over or have to learn to walk again. The only thing you'll notice is the pain is gone. The pain that was in your foot, the pain that was in your leg, your knee, your hip, your neck, your back, those headaches, there's a very good chance, not 100%, but there's a good chance this could be the pain relief you've been looking for, and I know how weird it can sound. Well, it's my knee, for goodness sake. I know that. But there are thousands of people, and there's a reason there are Goodfeet stores all over the country, because it works for lots of people. Hopefully, it'll be the answer for you. Creve Coeur, just west of 270, across from Fridays on